article as we turn our attention back to honeybees and the issues that the industry is facing, as well as the effects it's having on the ag industry as a whole. David Westervelt, Assistant Chief of Apiary for the Division of Plant Industry at the Florida Department of Agriculture, says here recently, definitely the most talked about issue facing honeybees is colony collapse disorder. And often that discussion has been mainly focused on pesticides. But he notes that unfortunately, it's just not that simple.
Really, pesticides is a small part of the, when you look at that pie, if you cut it up into 6 or 8 slices, it's a very minute amount. It's a sublethal dose, it seems to be, so it's hard to actually measure that part. Reason we say that is we can have beekeepers right beside beekeepers that are having collapses, and yet the next door neighbor's bees that are foraging on the same fields don't have those collapses. So it seems to be some sort of synergistical effect there. One may end up having Nosema, which is a microsporidium that's in the gut of the bee, and the other beekeeper doesn't. That may be one of the factors that you've got to look at, those joint 2 or 3 factors tying together.
Be sure to stay tuned to this station and log on to our website at southeastagnet.com for more on our series of reports regarding honeybees. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.